Our Sunday schools, they need change.
Answers with Ken Ham, co-author of the children's book, What Really Happened to the Dinosaurs? Well, Ken, I suppose you think most Sunday schools need to change their approach to the teaching of creation and evolution, right?
Well, since I'm Australian, Mark, let me make a very blunt, dogmatic Australian statement. Sunday school literature, by and large, needs to be greatly improved to succeed in our secularized culture. In fact, I'd even go so far as to say that most Sunday school literature today is almost a waste of time. Now, why do I say this? Well, if we're honest, most of these materials teach only Bible stories, mainly from the New Testament. But it's not teaching our young people to defend their faith against the onslaughts of evolutionary humanism coming at them from all directions. The media in schools tell our children, there's no God, the Bible's not true, man evolved from apes, and so on. We're not counteracting those teachings in most of our Sunday school classes. Bible stories are fine, but that's not enough. Most children go to public schools, and they're usually told the Bible can't be true because of science and evolution and so on. We need Sunday school literature to teach our children how to defend the foundations of their faith and show them that real science confirms the Bible's history.
One tool that can help young people and adults understand that the Bible is the true history book of the universe is Ken Ham's free booklet, The Seven Seas of History. You can find it on our easy-to-use website, answersradio.com. It's a free service of answersradio.com.